Hey there, audio listener. Are you tired of your old bed sheets? I don't have anything I can do for you because bed sheets don't sponsor this show. But I would like to tell you about gold. Really more of a golden opportunity. Join Mug Club at loudwithcrowder.com/mugclub. It's the only reason that this show is actually available, audio version that you're listening to, or on YouTube. And we have a full daily show that you don't get access to anywhere else. So if you want to continue enjoying this show, change my mind or the like, or if you just like to hate listen, you like to hate watch. People do that. I have a punchable face. Please do consider supporting at louderwithcrowder.com/mugclub. Join up today and you'll be a better person for it.
There is no such thing as a very fine neo-Nazi.
I would agree with you. Yeah, I would agree. Let me ask you this. Would it change your opinion if Trump agrees with you and he had said that at that exact same conference?
Oh, it would have helped.
You know, with this election coming up, there have been a lot of accusations of racism, and it struck me that a lot of people still believe President Donald Trump did not condemn white supremacy in Charlottesville, North Carolina.
We're peaceful protesters. We're protesting racial injustice. And then on the other side, there were neo-Nazis. The commander-in-chief said there were fine people on both sides.
His ass buddy says there's a moral equivalence. There are good people on both sides.
No one wants to hear from the man who says there are very fine people on both sides.
Essentially suggesting that there are very fine people in the Nazis.
Something no president's ever said. He said there are very fine people on both sides.
I realized there was no video actually questioning people about this. It didn't exist. So I decided to make one myself. But I had to go in disguise.
Let me ask you, do you think that Donald Trump has he done enough to condemn white supremacy?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
No.
So personally, I don't think so.
Do you think that Donald Trump has done enough to condemn white supremacy?
I mean, it's kind of a trick question if you ask me.
Oh, okay, sorry. Well,
just the point that he's always at least not speaking up very clearly in condemning some groups.
Right.
I think it's pretty clear when you look at comments like, can you condemn David Duke? And there's a hesitation, and a week or two later, he responds with, yes, I condemn it.
So you think he hasn't been as clear as he needs to be?
In my opinion, no.
Do you think that Donald Trump is a racist?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and what makes you say that?
I listen to every word he says.
Every word?
Every word.
Because of a lot of the things that he said just throughout all of his speeches, especially in context to the coronavirus, calling it the China virus and things such as that, like, it's, yeah.
Just, you know, I just don't think that he really, like, Mexicans, he hates Mexicans.
There hasn't been a unilateral, like, on every single front that white supremacy is bad from Donald Trump. There's been hesitations, there's been missteps very consistently, and I think that's right. What's opening the door for a very, unfortunately, racist base.
So, like Charlottesville, like an example, fine people on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was, to me, what's kind of a unnecessary comment. And I think just knowing how, if you're so against the media, then why give them something to look for?
Right. Why not just say clearly, white supremacists, they should be condemned totally.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And I think once that's said, then I think that's just, to me, it's an easy thing to do.
Right. What bothered you most about his comments on Charlottesville?
Oh, the good people on both sides.
Okay. It should be pretty easy to condemn white supremacy, neo-Nazis, outright in no uncertain terms.
David Duke should be a very easy person to disagree with.
Right. Or condemning white supremacists or neo-Nazis in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Right. You would have liked to see both of those.
Yes.
To make sure we're talking about the same thing, this was Charlottesville, yes. Right? You have the first.
Yep.
Play it. This is the one that we are talking about, right?
They showed up in Charlottesville. Excuse
me. Good people on both sides.
And you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
Right, is that what we're talking about? And yeah, I wish he would have.
That is one of the moments.
There is no such thing as a very fine neo-Nazi.
I would agree with you. Yeah, I would agree. Let me ask you this. Would it change your opinion if Trump agrees with you and he had said that at that exact same conference?
Oh, it would have helped.
Would your opinion of him be different if he had done those things?
And then it would be better.
Condemning. No, not really. It wouldn't change my mind.
Really?
Yeah, it would.
Okay.
Well, he's saying it now because he knows he's in trouble.
Well, no, he's been saying it for a very long time.
Have you seen the full clip?
You're changing culture, and you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay?
Does that change your opinion on maybe... have you seen that before today?
I think I have. I don't remember the last part.
Right, where you condemned white supremacy. Yeah. Did you know about that full context before you saw that clip?
I haven't seen the full clip.
Does that help, like you said?
You know, it helps, but it goes on and on and on.
Like, I don't think that has a big influence on my opinion, one, because... like I said, like, those two comments aren't the only parts. It's been a very consistent part of his rhetoric.
But do you think with Charlottesville, do you think that was dishonest of the media to say he didn't condemn white supremacy when he did?
At that certain instance?
Yes.
No, I don't think it was dishonest. I think they were just pulling from an actual thing that he said out of his mouth.
But what you're reading and what you watched, you never actually heard or saw the comments of Donald Trump condemning white supremacy at Charlottesville. Is
that, no, I did correct? See it. Yeah, I did see that.
Did you know about that full context before you saw that clip?
I haven't seen the full clip. I'd seen the clips, and that's why I told you whenever you first interviewed me, or the start of this interview, is my thoughts on that, and I think that he can do more.
I think the media is biased in that way. Like, obviously, that's not what's going to get used on CNN.
Does it worry you that that's the first time you're seeing that, considering...
No, I've seen that before.
Oh, but you said that he didn't. Would it change your opinion if Trump agrees with you, and he had said that at that exact same conference?
Oh, it would have helped. I listened to the strength of what he says.
But you didn't know until just now that he said, I'm not talking about white supremacists or neo-Nazis who should be condemned totally. And you just said that had he condemned it in no uncertain terms, you would have viewed him differently.
I don't think I view him differently, like, from that.
He hasn't done enough in general.
In general, condemn. Yeah. Right. I mean, I think just... there's been other instances that you can really... I know you're talking specifically about that clip.
Right. But let me go. Doesn't change your opinion, though.
No, and I mean, he says there are fine people on both sides.
What about David Duke?
Sure. David Duke and robocalls are out again. The white supremacist movement supporting you. Do you have any words for that?
Well, I disavow. David Duke endorsed me? Okay. All right. I disavow. Okay?
When we looked at it and looked at the question, I disavow David Duke.
So are you prepared right now to make a clear and unequivocal statement renouncing the support of all white supremacists?
Of course I am. Of course I am.
When Chris...
tell me when you want me to stop. This goes on for about 9 minutes.
The exact same question. I said, I disavow. I disavowed then. I disavowed today on ABC with George Stephanopoulos. I disavowed again.
I have 8 minutes, so it might grow redundant, but you can tell me when you think it's enough.
I mean, I think that's enough, so...
Over the years.
I totally disavow the Ku Klux Klan. I totally disavow David Duke. Ultimately, he got to the Ku Klux Klan, which obviously I'm going to disavow.
I've rejected David Duke. I've rejected the KKK.
I think I get the point of the video.
So we went through Charlottesville, and you said in general, I mean, it could be a 2-hour video. Does that change your opinion again at all on his position in outright condemning in no uncertain terms white supremacy?
No, I mean, I'm not saying that Donald Trump is the president of, like, white supremacy. I think he just could have done more.
Well, again, it's the inconsistency that's been, like, the open door for white supremacists and white nationalists and neo-Nazis to support him.
Does that change maybe your opinion on Donald Trump's view there? No?
No, it doesn't.
So you don't care so much about what he said?
No.
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 What would be required for you to say that he's adequately condemned him?
It's a good point you make, and it's a matter of degree of strength, but it's a good point you make.
I think you watched that clip for the first time, and you could have said, you know what, I still don't like Donald Trump, but that changes the context. I think that would have been a better answer, but instead you argued that he still hadn't done enough, and so I disagree with you. I think he's done enough to condemn white supremacy.
I know, and now I'm embarrassed that I got into this.
Can we do a social distancing hug?
Yeah. Is that Larry David? Look, is it Larry David? Hey, Angela, doesn't it look like Larry David from a distance right there?